evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live as I can be from Washington here on this Halloween night, October 31st, 2007. Boy, I'll tell you what, I almost feel it's appropriate that it's Halloween night here today because I'm going to be talking about scaring people. What I mean by that, folks, is that evidently this program, this particular broadcast by yours truly does scare people based upon some information I received in the mail today. Well, that's good. Because I do want to scare people. I want to scare people by telling the truth. And that is why you listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. And those people who cannot handle the truth choose to tune out, choose to reject the broadcasting of this program and other programs here on RBN. And you know what? Thank God that is their right. We still have freedom of speech in this country, despite the fact that there are many, many people who try to ban freedom of speech or who try to censor those who are speaking out and saying things that those who want to ban freedom of speech don't like to hear. Of course, we know in this day and age, as I've said repeatedly on this program, that these so-called neoconservatives who are running the Bush administration, these neoconservatives who are nothing more than devotees of that hellish book known as the Talmud, which is their guide to terrorism, their guide to terrorizing and threatening and bullying those who stand in their way of fulfilling the long-time dream of world domination, those people are, I shouldn't say rising to power in this country, they are in power in this country. I was down at the American Free Press office today, and I saw Mark Glenn's interesting article, which is going to be published in American Free Press this week, about the gangsters who are surrounding Rudy Giuliani, led by the notorious Norman Podoritz. And reading in Commentary Magazine, long published by the American Jewish Committee, a publication that Norman Podoritz himself was the editor of for many years, and whose son, John Podoritz, is ultimately scheduled to assume the editorial position there following the departure of the current editor. In Commentary, Norman Podoritz responds this month, October 2007, to those who were criticizing his article, The Case for Bombing Iran, which appeared in Commentary. And that article in Commentary was also posted on the Internet, and Podoritz complains that he has been described throughout the blogosphere as pathological scum, a morally repugnant cretin, a superannuated Zionist hack, a war criminal, a traitor to the U.S., and a threat to our grandchildren. Well, I have to endorse all of those descriptions of Norman Podoritz. Somebody also called him a genocidal maniac. Well, yes, those are accurate descriptions of Norman Podoritz. And let us keep in mind that this is the man who is shaping the thinking of someone who very well may be our next president, Rudy Giuliani. But the problem, folks, is that those of us who are speaking out against pathological scum, morally repugnant cretins, superannuated Zionist hacks, and other war criminals who are indeed a traitor or traitors to the United States, are actually beginning to find that some people who we think are our friends may not be our friends. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about that. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Do Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Folks, you have all heard me on this program, along with Mark Glenn and Joe Fields. You've heard Hashem Talawi and Mark Glenn on other programs on this network. Mark Dankoff as well, maybe other hosts, I don't know, but you've heard us talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference before it began and after it was held, despite the efforts of those who wanted to stop that conference from being held. Well, now I understand, folks. Prepare yourself for this. I understand that a radio station in Texas that previously carried this program has canceled this program, my program, this single hour that I have here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because people were offended by comments, apparently, that I made in one of my broadcasts here about the events that took place leading to the cancellation of the No More Wars for Israel conference. I learned this information from a gentleman by the name of Jim Lowe down there in Texas. Jim is the editor of a newsletter of a group supporting Ron Paul for president, Meetup Group 256. I'll give you their website. It's ronpaul.meetup.com/256. I've never been in contact with Mr. Lowe, not that I remember or not that I'm aware of, and vice versa, but he very nicely sent me a copy of his newsletter dated October 25th. And in that newsletter, he describes what 100.1 FM in Texas has done. They have canceled this program. And let me read to you what he has to say about it. These are his words, not mine. But I, needless to say, I appreciate him having put his head on the line, his neck on the line, for coming, I guess, to my defense. He says, and the editorial's title is, "If you're taking flack, you're on target." He starts off his editorial by noting that there was a program occupying a space that normally would be occupied by my program. And then he goes on to say, the reason for this total waste of an hour, listener complaints to 100.1 FM about a Michael Collins Piper program on RBN, in which he laced into disruptors of an anti-war meeting in California. It seems Mr. Piper, quote-unquote, offended some listeners. Oh, spare me. If people aren't offended by the President of the United States being a round-the-clock target for criticism, even ridicule on the station, that is 100.1 FM, how is it that criticism of the blatant anti-free speech hooliganism of a small but incredibly powerful pressure group is so offensive? Or is there something scary about flying over a real target? The logjam inhibiting free speech here seems thought to be religion, which is simple hogwash. The topic is American foreign policy. That is, folks, this is Mike Piper here talking now. That is the fact that the No More Wars for Israel conference was not about religion. It was about a particular group that is dominating U.S. foreign policy. Well, Mr. Lowe continues, more critically, it's about a continued bloodletting of American youth on foreign sands in the interest of a foreign country. It's about as religious a matter as if I, a Lutheran, pressured Mike Jones of 100.1 FM to cancel commercials for a New York monastery whose DVD bashes Martin Luther, and boy, does it. My action would have nothing to do with religion in the public context. It would be pure and simple assault on that monastery's First Amendment right, and it would be decidedly un-American. And if I acted in the interest of a foreign country, say there were one called Lutherland, or over against the interests of America, some might call it treason. Here in Hill Country, Mr. Lowe says, we are spared the outrageous activities of the targets of Mr. Piper's incendiaries. He says, I'm an alumnus of the New York metropolitan area and quite content to be far away from the sort of corruption, bombings, physical attacks, and arson that pepper the local newspapers there, acts perpetrated by the very genre pinpointed by Mr. Piper. For any organization or group of individuals, no matter what labels they bequeath themselves or others, no matter what cause they espouse, to attempt the sort of suppression of both speech and assembly as that which recently occurred in California is anathema to red-blooded Americans and the free-wheeling spirit of America. Mr. Lowe continues, Michael Collins Piper's exposure of a nefarious assault on our First Amendment by gangland-type intimidation of hotel managers was meticulous and complete with eyewitnesses. Mr. Piper was directly over a dangerous, powerful, and intimidating target, so much so that congressmen routinely do its bidding, according to a 22-year veteran of Capitol Hill, Paul Findlay of Illinois. And Mr. Piper's presence over that target is, of course, why his program has taken flack, even, sadly, from some who profess to support the Bill of Rights. Let me repeat that last sentence, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper interjecting on Mr. Lowe's commentary. He says, and Mr. Piper's presence over that target is, of course, why his program has taken flack, even sadly, from some who profess to support the Bill of Rights. Mr. Lowe continues, the anti-war conference attacked in California proceeded at an alternate location. God forbid that liberty-loving men should ever be forced to seek an alternative, not just to one hotel, but to America. Networks like Republic provide information and opinion conspiratorially blacked out by the elitist media. An open forum, 100.1 FM, merits unequivocal support. And while listeners' opinions will vary on topics and programs, they must never result in censorship. That device, no matter by whom employed, is a putrid anachronism among free men who enjoy intellectual liberty. If 100.1 is truly uncensored, Mr. Piper's program will return. I'm not crying, folks, because I have a lesser numbers in my audience as a consequence of Mr. Jones at 100.1 FM banning my program because some people were, quote-unquote, offended. But I am upset that a radio station that would present itself as an alternative voice would decide that because some listeners said they were, quote-unquote, offended, that they would, in fact, do precisely what these criminals did in the state of California, what they've done repeatedly in Orange County, California, as I detail in an article in American Free Press this week. I think it's very sad that 100.1 FM would ban this program because people say they were offended. I wonder if the people who even called in to say they were offended were even listeners to the program, regular listeners to 100.1 FM in the first place. You know, my inclination here is to give you folks the number of this radio station and ask you to call them. But you know what? I don't want to engage in the very kind of corrupt behavior that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and these other criminals engage in. I don't know exactly what it was I said that was considered offensive, but I can tell you that I consider it offensive that hundreds of good patriots from all across America and Southern California were treated as we were by the Irvine Marriott Hotel because a small sliver of Americans, so-called Americans, represented by a group at least purporting to represent 3% of the American population, would have the power to deny 97% of the population, or a group perhaps representing another portion of the population, that is, those who attended that No More Wars for Israel conference, that such a group would try to ban anybody's freedom of expression. I think it's very sad, folks, and you know, I think what really may have hit home on that broadcast, if it's the one that I think it was the fact that I said that there are many people who think that because they don't talk about No More Wars for Israel, because they don't talk about Zionism and the power of the Jewish lobby in America, that they are not subject to the kind of treatment we were subjected to in California. But I'm here to tell you, folks, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is the group we are almost certain was the primary group behind the events in California, this is a group that has warred against prayer in school. It's a group that has warred against the Second Amendment, and I know a lot of people down in Texas take the Second Amendment very seriously, just as a lot of folks in my home state of Pennsylvania take the Second Amendment seriously. But evidently, the folks at 100.1 FM decided to listen to certain people who called in to say that they were offended by what I had to say. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I'm going to keep on offending people. I'm going to keep on offending people by speaking the truth and by daring to call these warmongers precisely what they are. I'm going to continue to call people like Norman Podoritz precisely what people said he was until they take me away. So I bid a fond but sad farewell to the people who formerly listened at 100.1 FM in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I was reading from the editorial by Jim Lowe. That editorial, again, for your information, comes from a group organizing on behalf of the Ron Paul campaign. It's Meetup Group 256. Their website address is ronpaul.meetup.com/256. And I appreciate, as I say, Jim Lowe and the other folks there at that newsletter daring to come to my defense, because I know a lot of people don't think I'm a very nice fellow, and you know what? They're right. I don't like torture, and I don't like terrorism. You know, I never knew what waterboarding was, folks. I heard people talking about it, and frankly, I haven't paid too much attention to the debates, public debates over torture being committed by the U.S. government, mainly because I just instinctively think torture is wrong of whatever kind, although I know our Israeli friends would just love to torture me if they could. But I have a very high tolerance for pain. That might come as a disappointment to our friends, just to let them know that if they ever get their hands on me, it's going to take a lot. But in any case, here is a description of waterboarding. Waterboarding generally involves strapping a prisoner to a board, covering his face or mouth with a cloth, and pouring water over his face to create the sensation of drowning. The practice dates at least to the Spanish Inquisition and has been prosecuted as torture in U.S. military courts since the Spanish-American War. The State Department has condemned its use in other countries. Well, now, of course, the controversy surrounding waterboarding surrounds Mr. Mukasey, this wonderful Orthodox Jew who has been nominated for U.S. Attorney General by the Bush administration. A lot can be said about Mr. Mukasey, but he apparently doesn't really want to say whether or not he thinks waterboarding is a form of torture. I find it very interesting, you know, that Mr. Mukasey, who is an Orthodox Jew, is not prepared to make a statement. The reason why I emphasize the fact that he's an Orthodox Jew is because over the years I've heard so many American conservatives say, oh, the Orthodox Jews are just wonderful people. They're almost like Christians. They're deeply religious people. They're just the best thing since sliced bread. After all, many of them said they vote Republican. They're just like Christian conservatives. Well, what we know about so many so-called Christian conservatives, that's not a very good comparison, considering the fact that so many of these people have been roped into supporting these false prophets like this big-toed John Hagee down there in Texas and Tim LaHaye and other insidious sorts. But now we have the issue of waterboarding coming up. Well, you know what? If waterboarding ain't so bad, maybe we should take in some Israeli diplomats or maybe some Israeli political figures, capture them and waterboard them until they tell us the truth about what happened in the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Okay, simple enough. If it ain't so bad, let's let some of our Israeli friends experience it themselves. Well, speaking about Norman Podoritz earlier, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I say he's editor of Commentary. Well, this recent issue of Commentary has an article, Are We Ready for China? Aaron Friedberg, former Deputy Assistant for National Security Affairs in the Bush administration, has an article in there. He's now a professor at Princeton. Mr. Friedberg writes, if the United States wishes to preserve its present military, diplomatic, and technological advances, it will have to compete much more vigorously and deliberately than it has been doing in recent years. That is, compete against China, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what Mr. Friedberg nor his good friend Mr. Podoritz or any of these other pro-Israel neoconservatives are willing to say is the fact that the reason why China has such a massive military buildup is because for roughly 20 to 25 years, its chief foreign supplier of arms was, in fact, dear little Israel. Now, I know I may be offending some of you out there by mentioning this fact, but I think it's more interesting what is more interesting is the fact that Mr. Friedberg and all of these good conservative supporters of Israel don't mention the fact that this Red China that they're so up in arms against was being armed by their favorite foreign nation. I wrote about this years ago in the Spotlight. In my book Final Judgment, I have a whole chapter on how Israel and Red China collaborated in building nuclear weapons going back to the early 1960s. Of course, people don't want to mention this. A lot of people are ready, even some of our conservative friends out there, they're ready to rattle the saber against Red China and say, ain't it awful, Mabel, those darn Red Chinese are building up arms. But no one wants to mention who helped them build up those arms. It's either cowardice or hypocrisy or a combination thereof. I'm not sure which, folks. I'll leave that up to you to decide.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Situation at 100.1 FM is very, very sad, and although people have suggested to me that I should call Mr. Jones or have people call Mr. Jones, I don't want people calling Mr. Jones and complaining and saying, bring Mike Piper back, because you know what it comes down to, folks, like I say, I don't think I didn't think it was a good idea for people to do what they did in California, but on the other hand, I don't want to try to turn the tables on Mr. Jones and try to force him to have me on his network, on his radio station, if he doesn't want me there. Because, you know, I tell you what, if I'm not wanted there, I don't want to be there. It's as simple as that. You know, we still do have a little bit of freedom in this country. And, you know, it just, you know, maybe I should complain. There ought to be a law to prevent him from barring me from his program, from his station. Well, I don't believe in that, folks. I generally don't like government anyway, and I don't like pressure group politics, and that's what got me banned from that program, but I don't want to try to turn around and try to force myself back on his station. So let's just let sleeping dogs lie. Okay, well, we do have quite a few callers here. I'm going to try to squeeze them all in. I want to go directly up to Canada, though, where we have Frank. He's going to be bringing us an update on his recent challenge to an American academic. Frank, are you there?
I am here, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Frank?
I'm doing very well. I want you to know that my challenge has been accepted.
Okay, very good. Very, very good.
There's an agreement in principle that it'll take place on November 19th of 2007. The only request that we, the only request of them that I have is that it be hosted on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
Okay, I hope Rick is able to accommodate there.
Now, unfortunately, I have no way of getting a hold of Rick because, unfortunately, when his show comes on, I don't have access to a phone to call. So if one of your producers at RBN could ask him, or if he's listening now, if he could maybe mention it on his show, if he'll do it, I would be most appreciative. I have to admit, the professor has been cordial with me up until now.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. He's never been cordial to me.
Yeah, well, so far it's been pretty good. Of course, he swears that he's not a Zionist and a bully and swears that you're a liar and everyone is overstating things about him, which is fine, but we'll see. We'll see on November 19th, the product. Now, the general topic we've agreed on somewhat is, has Israel committed genocide against the Palestinians and does it compare to what happened in Nazi Germany regarding Nazi Germany in World War II? That's kind of a general topic.
Well, I think that's a nice specific topic, but it's broad enough to go in a couple different directions and really, really open up some serious discussion about something that's seldom discussed, at least not discussed rationally anyway.
Well, definitely, and I'm really looking forward to this. The only thing I need now is if Rick Adams is willing to contact me in some way, or if he's willing to at least let me know on his show. If he's willing to do it, then it'll be formally set, and I'm certainly looking forward to doing it. And in addition, did Ted Hornet call you last night?
Yes, he did. That Ted, for those who don't know who that is, he's someone kind of hard to explain who he is or who he isn't, but he says he's a Muslim.
He's as much of a Muslim as I'm a Menshevik Mooney. But I'll tell you what, I know you invited him on your show, Michael, and if you're willing to suffer little old unimportant me, I would like to be on there with you if that would be possible. I would like to debate this guy as well. I thought since I'm taking on the professor, I might just decide to solve the mystery of the terrible Ted.
Well, I was talking with Mark Glenn about that surprise call I got from Ted Hornet, and I was a little surprised to hear Mr. Hornet say that he's a Muslim. He said he became a Muslim in prison, and, I don't know much about Islam. I probably know more about it than most people, I don't know a lot about the particulars of the religion, although I have a lot of Muslim friends, and I was thinking that the ideal thing to do would be to have someone I know to be a tried and true Muslim, so to speak, come aboard, and maybe if Ted wants to present what he perceives to be his rendition of Islam versus what somebody else might perceive. So I don't know. I have to weigh that, Frank, because I honestly, and I think a lot of the listeners will concur with this, when I was listening to Ted talk the first time he came on the program, I frankly didn't know where he was coming from, except that I was kind of surprised to see that he had never heard of the attack on the USS Liberty. And he didn't even seem to be aware of the concept that so many Christians in America are praying for Armageddon.
Well, Mike, again, I'm just going to say this. This guy's as much of a Muslim as Trotsky was a Gentile. I am telling you right now, if that guy is a Muslim, I'll make a financial donation to the ADL, and there's no way in hell I'm ever going to do that.
I think it's probably a good bet, as you say, and you're not going to lose there. So,
Definitely.
Frank, talk off the air with one of my producers here at RBN, and I'm sure they can give you the contact information for Rick Adams. And
great.
Yeah, and I hope Rick is willing to lend his program to what should be a very, very interesting debate.
Great.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. I will do everything I can. If I can't listen to it live, I'll certainly listen to it. Listen to it on the archives, because
fantastic.
I think that's going to be very eye-opening and ear-opening for a lot of people. And I will just predict now, without any doubts, that you're going to win hands down. So good for you, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
Frank, listen, give out your website in case anyone's not familiar with it.
Okay, it's IsraelWatchResearchProject.blogspot.com.
Okay,
IsraelWatchResearchProject.blogspot.com.
IsraelWatchResearchProject.blogspot.com.
Probably a future target of B'nai B'rith Canada human rights complaint.
You know, I'll just say I hope not, Frank.
trust me, this is Soviet occupied Canada. It's going
to
happen eventually.
I'm sorry to say, you're absolutely right. A beautiful country, but some skewed priorities up there. So,
darn right, sir.
All right, good talking to you, Frank.
You too, Michael.
All right. Okay, let's go to Country Boy in Indiana. Country Boy, what's going on in Indiana and the world?
It's raining, and it's called Fredericksburg, Texas. Instead of Fredericksburg, Fredericksburg.
Actually, it's spelled Fredericksburg, but maybe they pronounce it Fredericksburg.
Okay. Hey, yeah. I was listening to that other Mr. Jones from Austin, Texas on shortwave, and he said that there's a Mr. Jacobs from Brooklyn is the producer of his program. Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, that reminds me of the fact that Ron Unz, who is a California, I guess, internet millionaire of some sort or another, who's the son of Israelis, is now the publisher of Pat Buchanan's old magazine, The American Conservative. How times change.
Hey, I was in a major city, and I was in a hotel room, so I switched on to television because it had cable, and I was looking at two country music channels, and I saw on GAC a video by Toby Keith called Love Me If You Can. And the first time I watched it, then the second time it came on, he was wearing a big Christian cross, and also then, as he's walking around, there's a big cross shown in the video. But what really amazed me is when he opened his guitar case, just for a second, it, on there, there was like a sticker, and it showed a Star of David. And I was saying to myself, what in the world? Isn't that out of place? I mean, how about if they put a Muslim crescent in there? But it was just on for a second, and I said to myself, you know, maybe they're attempting to equate Christianity with Judaism subliminally.
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is.
Well, I want people, in the event they have access and they watch that, to watch it slowly, because I only saw it twice. I have no cable. Anyway, the next day I'm rolling out of the big city, and they have like about four country music channels right next to each other on the radio. And I'm listening to some country music, and then comes on this advertisement, and it says, learn from your children. He said there were some children that had their parents go and put in solar panels to help the heating of the house. And then some other parents listened to their children, and they didn't buy a gas guzzler, and they bought a more efficient, and they had about two other ones. And myself, I'm thinking, what kind of imbecile New World Order organization is putting this out, and why would it be on a country music channel? And you know who, right after I thought that thought, it said, brought to you by the United Jewish Committee. And I am telling you, you know, this. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to call and talk about that subliminal. You think to yourself that, nah, that could never be it in 1,000 years. And then on a country music channel in the Midwest, they've got the United Jewish Committee telling you to listen to your children.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, just on a lesser note regarding country music, you know, I've always been a country music fan. But I tell you what, in the last few years that I've had occasion to tune in what are supposedly country music stations, I'm telling you, it sure doesn't sound like country music to me. It doesn't sound like Porter Wagoner, who just died. It doesn't sound like Kitty Wells. It doesn't sound like even Patsy Cline. They called her kind of crossover. It doesn't sound like Hank Williams.
No,
you know?
Hey, you watch. It was CMT and GAC, and those dudes were mutts on there. I mean, maybe they had a cowboy hat. The music wasn't country. They didn't even look. They had things hanging out of their nose. And the only thing they might have is a pair of cowboy boots or a cowboy hat. So I was sickened by it. I was amazed that that's what passes for it. Like I say, I don't even watch television. But when I watched, you know, since that was part what I paid for the room, I got to look at the cable. But absolutely, it's not country music. You know, back in the 1960s, they had some hippies, and they had a song. It was called Teach Your Children Well. It was Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, and here we are 40 years later, instead of the parents teaching the children about not to be evil, not to be in war, they have these clowns telling you now that you need to listen to your children.
Well, you know, I don't watch much television. What television I do watch tends to be reruns. You know, if I happen to have cable, I'll watch reruns of, you know, if I happen to be somewhere where there's cable, I'll watch reruns of old programs. But when I do occasionally watch quote-unquote mainstream television, I don't know why I'm amazed, but I'm amazed at the level of propaganda that's being shoved down your throat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't consider myself a prude, but I can get down in the gutter, as anyone who knows me well. I can get down in the gutter with anybody in using salty language. But what I don't want to hear it on television, where kids can listen to it. You know, I mean, I'm amazed at some of the stuff that's on TV today, and it's all coming out of that wonderful world called Hollyweird.
Well,
you know what I mean?
After they had the thing about the movie Patton and that other one, Private Ryan, I said, man, now it's down in Toby Keith videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Two thoughts to close with. If you get bumped from a plane and an airline provides you a voucher and reassigns you to a different flight, thank an Arab American. When you get an x-ray and the technician covers you with a lead apron, thank an Arab American that sued. His name is Ralph Nader, and we all benefit from his efforts.
Interesting.
Okay, have a good week.
All right, thanks, Country Boy. I like Country Boy. He's always got a lot of interesting insights. He calls himself a country boy, but I'll tell you what, we need more country boys. All right, let's go all the way to New York, which might even be a bigger center of evil than Washington, D.C., if that's possible. And we have Frank calling from New York. Frank, come on up.
Okay.
How you doing, Frank?
Good, Mike. Thank you. Mike, first of all, I want to encourage the people that are paid to listen to the show to support the sponsors. Keep the show going. Little job security for them.
That's right. I appreciate you saying that, Frank.
Okay.
It is,
you know,
important.
Secondly, that Texas station down there, you know, today with the Internet, you know, they may lose listeners, but I think a lot of people who listen to your show, the regulars like myself, they'll get access to a computer if they have to, and they're going to listen anyway.
I
and that
think
station's
so.
Only hurting themselves. And if I were you, I wouldn't go back if they asked me back, truthfully.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in them because, you know, I tell you, they think they may have buckled under because of a few phone calls, but, you know, they are just as much a target of this New World Order crowd as I am. I might be saying things that they might not want to be said, but, you know, even if they believe in the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, they're considered subversives. That's the bottom line of it.
I understand what you're saying. You know, it's really the situation down there with this guy, like you say, buckling. He may get more calls from his audience without you putting out the number. You know, a lot of people like this show. You know, you're kind of like family to a lot of us, I think. You're a pretty down-to-earth guy. You're pretty reasonable. You make a lot of sense. You know, for years, I always was a big supporter of Israel. You know, I followed the general line. You know, then I find out, you know, about Rachel Corrie, about them selling weapons to Red China years ago when we were giving them the top-notch stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously USS Liberty. One other thing, Mike, the Khazars. Okay, you familiar with the Khazars?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, do you think that the higher echelon and, the Anti-Defamation League and these people are actual Khazars or descendants of Khazars?
Oh, that's an interesting point. You know, I tell you what, we are going to a break here momentarily, and you've opened up a really complicated issue that can't be answered in 20 seconds. But I will say this much before we go to the break, Frank, and you hang on there. There's a lot of talk about the Khazars and the history of that group of people. And people I've talked to who have studied it say there's a lot more than many people realize. So with that thought in mind, we're going to go to a break here.
Okay.
Stay tuned, Frank. Stay tuned, listeners. Michael Collins Piper here. We'll be back in a minute or so. And like Frank said, listen to the advertisers and patronize those advertisers, because they help keep this network on the air. They're our friends.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Frank on the line here from New York for these final moments. Frank asked a question about whether the leadership of many of these groups like the Anti-Defamation League are people of Khazar Jewish descent, or Khazar Jewish descent, as some people say it. From what I can see, from what I have observed, Frank, the easy answer to that is yes. But in the bigger picture, the story of the Khazars was popularized in modern literature by Arthur Koestler in his book, The 13th Tribe. And when that book came out, many, many people were citing it. And apparently everything he says is absolutely correct. There is another book which was published some years before that, entitled The History of the Jewish Khazars by a Jewish historian. And it says essentially the same thing. But I would say this much, tempering it by the fact that I am neither an anthropologist nor an archaeologist, and certainly don't have any deep historical background in that history of Eastern Europe where the Khazars apparently originated or where they were predominant. I would say this much, that much of what people think they know about the Khazars and their history probably isn't exactly correct. So while I've heard a lot of people over the years say, well, the Jews who are in Israel are mostly Khazars, then they say, well, they're mostly Khazars, but they're not originally Jews who can trace their ancestry back to the Holy Land.
Okay, now see, you know, Tex Mars, I do follow him a little bit, and he claims, or I think he says, that they were originally Turk.
Yeah, they were.
And they changed over, and they assumed the Jewish religion.
Yeah, well, here's the other part which makes that interesting, though. I was told by somebody who has done a lot of reading in the area, and he's pretty well known, and I know he wouldn't come. I've mentioned this before. I know he wouldn't want to come on the show and talk about it, but according to his study, you will actually find that there is a lot of DNA linkage between the Khazar Jews and the Sephardic Jews, who many people are quick to say are the real Jews from the Middle East. So evidently there is a lot more linkage there than many people realize. And it's not as cut and dried as we'd like to think.
Oh, I know, it's a big mishmash.
Yeah, another thing that needs to be pointed out is that in modern-day Israel today, the Sephardic Jewish elements are the ones who, in many instances, are the primary electoral support for the hardline elements in the Likud party, and to a certain extent in the Kadima party that has a lot of influence and has the prime minister today. So all these nuances in what we'll just loosely call Jewish history aren't really as cut and dried as we'd like to think they are. And that's why, you know, when I talk about the state of Israel, I don't want to get into those nuances, because whatever composition the state of Israel is made up of today, the fact is that it exists, and it exists in such a way that it's posing a danger not only to itself and the people there, whether they're Khazars or Sephardim, but it's also a threat to the peace of the world today.
Well, what I was thinking is, if you could focus on that, And say they weren't Jews, like it says in the Bible, in Revelation 2:9, you know, it says, you know, watch those people who call themselves Jews.
Well, that's, you know, I heard that quote last night, and the first thing I thought of was the Khazars. So
you know, so anyway, I mean, then we could, if we could go after them and say they're Turks, not really Jews, then we could, you know, unveil all of this, quote, anti-Semitism that's being always bandied about.
Well, you know, I tell you what, they are in charge of the debate through their mass media in this country, and that is an issue they really don't want discussed, no matter how right or how wrong.
Oh, I'm sure of that, brother. I'm sure of that.
No matter how right or how wrong it is. So, but your point is well taken, Frank. All right, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more good programming. Thanks for listening in. With